Forge, August Forge, which is Chloe and Shaw, or Captain Irish, Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. It's Michelle Finn Barramushi, and I'll be your host for the next half hour or so, bringing you news of events happening here in the Wellington region and some news from back home in Ireland. But first off, this morning, we're going to kick off with a piece of music.
Thank you.
was the Chieftains there with the Women of Ireland, which is the love theme from the movie Barry Lyndon. This week we had the sad news that Paddy Maloney of the Chieftains passed away. He was 83 years old. Paddy Maloney was a founder member of the Chieftains, and I suppose you can't really talk about traditional Irish music in Ireland in the 20th century without talking about the Chieftains. That piece there was a rearrangement of Manana Héireann from Sean O'Riordan. And, you know, Sean O'Riordan obviously was a huge influence on the sort of rebirth or resurgence of Irish music and traditional Irish music after Irish independence. And there's a direct line between Sean O'Riordan and the Chieftains, because Paddy Maloney and some other members of the Chieftains, founding members, started off in a group with Sean O'Riordan, and went on to form the Chieftains later on in, I think it was 1961 or so. So the band have been, or the Chieftains have been on the go for 60 years, and Paddy Maloney has been involved with the Chieftains in all that time. So that's 60 years of making music, which is an incredible achievement. And there's basically nobody that the Chieftains haven't played with or played for. They played to an audience of 1 million people in 1979 when Pope John Paul II came to Ireland. Later on, they went on to play to a much bigger audience when they were invited to China, the first Western band to ever actually be invited into China, and that was around 1983. They've played, you know, and their concert went on to be aired to 700 million people, I think, in China at the time, which was phenomenal exposure, I suppose, for the band, who had kind of, you know, this sort of broke out, I suppose, internationally around about the time of that Barry Lyndon soundtrack in, I think that was in earlier 70s. And that the score for that movie went on to actually win an Oscar. Now, the Chieftains themselves didn't win it. I think it was one of the guys who actually arranged that. But, you know, to be involved in that gave them a huge exposure and kind of got them involved in the international stage. And they went on to, you know, record with just about anybody who's anybody. They, you know, they recorded music with the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney. The list of collaborators is just, you know, is huge and phenomenal. And they're just a huge ambassadors, I suppose, of traditional Irish music in Ireland. So much so that they were given an honorary title in 1989. When the Irish government recognised their contribution to Irish music and gave them an honorary title of Musical Ambassadors of Ireland. So Paddy Maloney passed away, sadly, during the week. So we're going to be listening to a lot more music by the Chieftains for the rest of the day. And we're going to have another piece of music by the Chieftains now. And this piece, interestingly enough, I'll let the astronaut introduce this music herself. The start of this is a piece where it's recorded, I think, from International Space Station, and eventually when the astronaut Catherine Cody came back to Earth, she recorded the rest of the song with the Chieftains on stage in their 50th anniversary. I think actually it was 2012 they had that, so it must have been 62 that they formed. But I'll let her introduce this piece herself.
I'm Katie Coleman, a NASA astronaut, and welcome to the International Space Station. And I wanted to bring something up to space with me that would recognize my Irish heritage. And since I'm also a flute player, I thought, why not Irish flutes? And so I had gotten to know the renowned band, the Chieftains, and I asked them if they would mind if I borrowed some of their instruments and I brought them on a little business trip. This lovely wooden flute belongs to Mr. Matt Malloy, and here in my pocket is a tin whistle from Paddy Maloney. Thank you.
was Katie Coleman there with the Chieftains. Sorry, I think I might have got her name wrong earlier on. Like I said, the Chieftains kind of recorded with anybody who was anybody. And I think probably about 10 years or so, they recorded an album with Roy Cooder from the US. And this album was about a group of soldiers called the St. Patrick's Brigade, I think it was called. And the album is called San Patricio, which is about the St. Patrick's Brigade, which is a group of soldiers who ended up fighting for, well, they started off with the on the US side during the war against Mexico. But what happened was a group of these soldiers defected, and I think they were being treated pretty harshly by their own side. And, you know, from the romantic kind of history of it too, there's stories that they kind of sympathized with the oppression of the Mexican people as well, so they kind of jumped sides and switched over and started fighting for Mexico. A lot of them came to a pretty tragic end because they were captured by the Americans, and I think it was one of the largest mass executions, I think, in US history when they were recaptured. But like I said, this song here is about that group of fighters, and we're going to listen to a song called The Sands of Mexico.
Down to Churubusco, but the devil got there first. The road was hard, the way was long, Churubusco was far worse. Pressed in the Union Army and ordered off to go along the southern border to the sands of Mexico. Now we come from Cork and Kerry, that emerald world has passed. My Mary would be pleased to know I'm a praying man at last. In this distressed country, little comfort do we know. My Bible is my road map on the sands of Mexico. When the road is called up yonder, I'll be there. The boys will harmonize a lovely Irish air. Take a message to my Mary, she's the one that's true, I know. When you saw me, I had fallen on the sands of Mexico. Now the army used us harshly, we were but trash to them. Conscripted Irish farmers, not first-class soldier men. They beat us and they banged us, mistreated us, you know. But they couldn't make us killers on the sands of Mexico. That's why we call it faith. That's why we call him Lord. That's why I threw away my Yankee sword. Our John Riley seized the day and marched us down the road. And we wouldn't slay our brothers on the sands of Mexico. Righteousness was all in vain. Irish blood was spilled once again. As I stand upon the gallows, it cheers the soul to know history will absolve us on the sands of Mexico. The sands of Mexico, the bloody sands of Mexico. La historia me absolverá on the sands of Mexico.
That was Ry Cooder there with The Chieftains and The Sands of Mexico. I think they recorded an entire album about that San Patricio battalion. So if you are ever in Clifton in Galway and you see a Mexican flag flying, you might be wondering why, and it's because John Riley, who's mentioned in that song, was the leader of that battalion. And also I think there's one day in September where Mexico celebrates that that Irish battalion too, and I think the Irish flag is flown. I think they celebrate it on, I think it's a date in September, and they also celebrate it on St. Patrick's Day. So there's a strong connection, I think, between Mexico and Ireland, thanks to the battalion who actually fought in that war against the United States. Now, we're going to listen to another collaboration with the Chieftains now, and this is a song called Mahila Mar, and they're recording here with Sting.
Shemalek Mahila Mar, Shema Hezahil Ma, Sona Shene Vorasven, Hakuig again, Mahil Ma. Fiery blade engaged to lead, he'd break the bravest in the field. Spirit and with mind aflame, so wish him strength and length of days.
Shema Israel, Shema Israel, Son of Shem, Yehor Hashem,
Hakuig again, my
Sting there with The Chieftains and Michael Lamar, which is a song about Bonnie Prince Charlie. It's a bit of a lament of when he, I suppose, when he left, he was going to be the great hope that was going to help free Ireland from British occupation, but didn't quite pan out that way. But I think Sting himself wanted to sing that entire song in Irish, and I think it was the Chieftains who kind of persuaded him to actually put some of the English translation in there as well. So we're kind of coming up to the end of the show pretty soon. There's not really a lot of events to notify you about, unfortunately, in the area. I know that the GAA are planning a sevens tournament, I think, up in Upper Hutt in Awakarangi Park. But of course, with COVID and the restrictions in place, there isn't, you know, I suppose there will be people invited along, but maybe not so many. But with the restrictions, obviously, it's going to be maybe a kind of a more toned down than it would have been. I suppose the only way we're actually going to get this country back into gear and having more events and open to more people is if everyone gets vaccinated. And hopefully by the time this show goes to air, I'll have had my second shot as well. And I think that's probably the way that we can kind of contribute ourselves to make sure that we can, you know, have more events and have more kind of get-togethers is when the country hits that 90 or 95% mark. But yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you out today with another piece, obviously, by the Chieftains. I mentioned earlier on that they were invited to China to play. This, I think there was a group of Chinese emissaries were in London, and they heard the Chieftains playing there, and they invited them back. It was a bit awkward at the time because Ireland didn't have an embassy with China, and I think maybe about a year or two later, I think an embassy did open up in Dublin, and the Chieftains came along. But they, you know, they were ambassadors of Ireland, I mentioned earlier on, and this is I suppose this was an opportunity for them to go and kind of play to a bigger audience. But it was pretty I suppose a significant cultural landmark as well, in that China was sort of opening up more to the West, and this was an example of the early days of that. It's probably one of the earliest kind of childhood memories I have of the Chieftains, is seeing a documentary, I think, at the time of when they went over there to play. So we are going to play you out today with a song called Off the Great Wall, and you can hear a bit of the, you know, influence of kind of Chinese music and instruments kind of early on in the song. I think at the time they brought a whole bunch of instruments back from China after they travelled there, and I think they had said they were going to use those in future recordings. So you know, enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and take care, and we'll talk to you again soon, and play you out with the Chieftains. Slán. Thank you.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.